Welcome back to KSUB, Culture and Language Bridge, Language Lessons. Here is our last lesson today from Feras in Arabic.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Feras, and I am from Saudi Arabia. And I am happy to be the last presenter for today. And I hope my topic is going to be brief and sweet. And to start with, as it is well known, the Arabic language and Islam are intertwined and cannot be separated. That is because the Prophet God sent to confirm and renew the basic doctrine of the belief in one God, which was brought by earlier prophets, was an Arabic man and his name was Muhammad. The book that was revealed to him, Al-Quran, was in Arabic. He taught his followers, Al-Muslimun, or Muslims, to perform their 5 daily prayers by reciting verses from the Quran, that is in Arabic. The call for prayer is in Arabic. In this small talk, I would like to introduce one of the most important phrases that is part of the adhan, or call for prayer, which we call in Arabic, as-salah, the name of the obligatory prayers. The phrase is, La ilaha illallah, which means no God except Allah. The structure of the phrase in Arabic is almost the same as the structure of its meaning in English, except that to have a full sentence in English, we might need to add there and the helping verb is. So the full sentence would be, there is no God except Allah. The phrase means there is no God worthy of worship apart from God, Allah. Around 1 billion people from a vast range of nationalities and cultures around the world, around 80 of them are not Arabs, are united by this phrase, as it is the base of their common belief, Islam. Anyone who practices Islam submits to Allah and worships Him alone without any partners of any kind. Islam, a word coming from the verb aslama, and it carries the following 5 meanings. Surrender, istislam, submission, taslim, peace, salam, sincerity, ikhlas, and obedience, ta'a. The above 5 meanings are with regard to the relation between someone and Almighty Allah, God, and not to any human or anything within creation. All of Allah's great and noble prophets, such as Adam, Abraham, Moses, Isaac, David, and Jesus came with one message, which is worship, love, obey, and submit to the one true God, Allah, the creator of everything, and do not worship anything beside Allah. This is seen in the first of the 10 commandments in the Bible. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have other gods before me. Finally, I hope you have enjoyed my short lesson on Arabic and Islam. I tried my best to present you with an insight into my first language and culture in a manner that is both interesting and useful vocabulary-wise. This is Firas from Seattle University. Wish you a great day.
Okay. Thank you very much, Firas. I've been pronouncing your name wrong all this time. You should have told me. Well, that is all for today with the KSUB Culture and Language Bridge Language Lessons. Thank you very much for your time and listening.